USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
An attorney for Jared Kushner says he obtained security clearance through the normal process with no pressure from anyone. The spokesman says the new reports do not change what was affirmed at the time. According to the New York Times, President Trump directly ordered his son-in-law be given top security clearance over the objections of intelligence officials. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says even if President Trump did order the security clearance, it's not a crime, but...
This is part of the problem with having family in official positions, because it's hard to be objective. Hard to be objective with the people you're having Thanksgiving dinner with.
Vice President Mike Pence says there's a legitimate crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border. At the annual Conservative Political Action Conference in Maryland, Pence said the crisis worsens every day without a massive border wall.
That's why President Trump used his authority under the law to declare a national emergency on our southern border.
This is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-B-I-B-L-E, 833-34-BIBLE.
Otto Warmbier's parents are speaking out after President Trump asserted Kim Jong-un was unaware of his harsh treatment. On Friday, Fred and Cindy Warmbier said that Kim and his evil regime are responsible for the death of their son, Otto. At CPAC, White House counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, says the president stands with the Warmbiers.
Of course he holds North Korea responsible. He has deep affection and shares the grief of the Warmbier family.
The teacher strike in Oakland, California is now 1 week old. Oakland Education Association member Marissa Villegas says it was a good idea to take over the state building on Thursday because it sent a message.
It was really empowering to know that our voices were being heard. You could just hear our echo through the halls of the building. And since OUSD is not listening to us, we felt the need that we needed to get in there to make sure that our voices were being heard.
Beverly Hills 90210 star Luke Perry is still recovering from a stroke he suffered on Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their 4-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
A bipartisan group of members of Congress is pushing the Trump administration to provide a legal pathway for food products infused with the marijuana compound cannabidiol, or CBD. Michael Welch is the president and CEO of Rocky Mountain High Brands. He explains what CBD is.
So CBD is cannabidiol oil, and it is extracted from the hemp plant, and hemp is part of the cannabis family. So hemp's wilder cousin is marijuana. Marijuana has a higher concentration of THC, and hemp has little to no, usually an immeasurable amount. The legal limit is 0.3% or less THC content. So usually CBD products have less than the legal limit of THC in them, so they're safe for consumption even by a child. And that's why one of the reasons they're so popular these days is because of the safety of consumption of them. And they do have several beneficial health benefits. They help relieve anxiety. They help relieve stress.
Businesses that are selling CBD are asking the FDA to start regulating the industry a little bit more. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.